get up out of bed, wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy hair.
You're listening to Because I Said So. This is the special Father's Day show, and we do have some special dads joining us. We have a stay-at-home dad. And really, I think we want the dads to listen to that interview because this stay-at-home dad is pretty impressive. And we also have the editor of the Maryland Dispatch, Steve Green, talking about his parenting column, The Adventures of Fatherhood. Stay with us.
Choose lovely, but hurry. The bus is here. Be careful. Come back here.
Welcome back to Because I Said So. Today is our Father's Day special, since tomorrow is Father's Day, and hope you all have plans to make your dad feel extra special. So we have some dads in the studio with us for the show, and our first one is DJ Lumpkin, who has come to us through someone that I work closely with because he's a stay-at-home dad. Welcome, DJ.
How's it going?
Good. When Susan told me, when your wife told me that, you know, it's the roles were a little reversed and you're staying home with your son, Hudson. I became very intrigued and kind of wanted to know why you guys came to that decision.
I think it had a couple factors. One was she was already well established in her degree. She already had a degree and she was well established in her career. So for her to stop, she'd have to go back to zero and start fresh. Mm-hmm. But then also I was in construction, which is very up and down. So in the wintertime, it's slow, and, you know, the daycare costs nowadays, you wouldn't really cover the daycare costs. I was working 12-hour days, you know, one day, and then no time whatsoever the next. So it kind of made more sense. And also, I wanted to finish my degree and get into teaching. So it just seemed like it'd work out where I could watch him during the day and go to school at night.
And that's what you do. Mm-hmm. You're a full-time student at night.
Yeah, so pretty much 6 to 10:45 every night, just about. I'm in class. And then weekends, I'm doing homework or studying or going to schools and trying to do student teaching or substituting.
That's a lot.
It's a busy schedule.
Wow.
Trying to keep a house running, and it takes a little bit.
I love to hear you say that.
So when you say stay-at-home dad, does that mean you also do the, you know, the laundry and do you clean the house and, you know,
I do
toilets? Do you do toilets?
Now that I do. I don't do a lot of the house cleaning. I do the bathrooms.
Wow, right there, you have my awe.
That's the one that takes all the chemicals. So, you know, I scrub the toilets and scrub the showers. I fix and repair everything. I do all the cooking.
I love
my wife, but she doesn't do a lot of cooking.
That's okay. We all have strengths and weaknesses.
So I'm a great cook. I do all the grocery shopping, errands, you know, making sure she has everything she needs.
Now, you seem like sort of a manly man. So have you, you know, do your friends understand that you do this, and have they, you know, have they stopped calling you for beers after work, or?
No, they still call me. Monday night, I went fishing most of the night, so when my wife got home, I, you know, went out the door, you know, decided to take the summer off, spend a little time, you know, relaxing. So I fished all night. They still give me a hard time.
Do they?
You know, typical guy thing, but I think halftime is because they're jealous.
Seriously.
Yeah, so, but it's a lot of work, and I think they understand that.
Who gives you the hardest time? Anybody? Is there?
Probably my brother, because he's one of those old-fashioned macho men that, you know, he has a wife that does all the cooking and cleaning, lays out his clothes and whatever, you know. So he's probably the biggest one.
And what about other moms?
They do. I think not the moms I know, because they know me and they've gotten used to me, but other moms I've met in, like, the grocery stores or even
the
when
playground.
I'm out shopping. Yeah, because I take my son to the playground a lot. We go to the park, the zoo. We're all day long. You know, I'm running errands with him. I get a lot of weird looks and comments from the other moms. I think some of them are okay with it and they love it and they tell you, oh, it's so cute to see a dad out. And then other ones ask me all kinds of random questions, you know, about how my wife finds time to, you know, do the laundry and cook when, you know, she has to work all day and that's got to be exhausting for her. And
oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I get a lot of weird comments like that.
You know, and then you come back and say, actually, I do the cooking.
I do, but I don't think any of them believe me. They just kind of look at me and sigh and kind of walk away.
So they think, like, you're just lazy.
Yeah, pretty much. I think I just, like, sit at home. And a couple of them ask me, well, your wife must have a job where she can take phone calls all day long. Or what happens if, you know, he gets sick or he's hurt or something? Then what do? Who do you call for that? I'm like, well, I don't call anybody. I do it myself.
Yeah, it's like they think you're incapable.
One lady even asked me, she goes, what do you do if he has a dirty diaper? And I looked at her and went, well, I change his diaper. I mean, is that common sense?
I wait until my wife gets home. Yeah. And then so have you been the full-time or, for the most part, the daytime caregiver since he was born?
Yeah, she pretty much didn't have a lot of time to take off when she had him, so she took about a month off. And that was even after having a C-section, and then went back to work. So I've been at home with him ever since. Wow. And we don't have any family in the area. It's just the two of us. So we don't have a lot of people to watch him or, you know, grandparents to drop him off with. Right. So it's 24/7, you know, us.
Wow. And what has been, do you think, the most surprising thing that you've experienced since you agreed to do this?
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
it really is, because like I tell some other people, you don't get a break. You don't get like a lunch to sit down. You don't get to drive from one appointment to the next. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't get to put on music. It doesn't matter if you're sick, you're tired, you're exhausted. He still wants to play. He still wants lunch. You know, he still wants to
people,
do things.
People who don't have kids can't really understand what that's can. Like.
Well, yeah. No, I think we should repeat that one more time, because hearing it come out of a man's mouth may have, you know, more resonance for some of the dads out there. You know, like I've had, you know, we all have. My husband comes home. He's like, what did you do all day?
Right.
Okay, so.
You want to make a list? Yeah.
Could you say that again?
It is. It is exhausting. Yes. I always made that comment too. What'd you do today? I'm like, well, let me tell you. Hold on 1 minute.
Yeah.
It is, because you're constantly running. There's no nonstop. Even when he takes a nap, well, then that's when you got to work about the laundry or clean up the mess from when he ate lunch, you know, or getting ready for dinner or whatever you have to do for your prep stuff.
Now, does, you know, and this may be too personal, so feel free to say I'm not answering that, but, you know, so, like, when your son falls down and gets hurt and you're both there, like, does he run to you?
Are that's
you
a good
sort
question.
Of the primary, you know,
because
oftentimes moms fill that role, I think.
He does, and I think it really upsets my wife a lot of times when he does that, because, like, when he wakes up, he wants his daddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at night, you know, he wants to cuddle with me and go to bed, and I think sometimes that makes her upset. But, I'd have to say most of the time it's me. It was when he was little, it was more her. But now, not so much. He's getting a little older. He's a daddy's boy.
Yeah, because you're bonding. You're spending a lot of quality time with him
when he's
awake.
And I think that's why on the weekends, too, she's kind of like, can you get out of the house and go somewhere, you know, for, you know, a day so I can spend some time with him.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I know you don't have anything to compare it to, because you didn't play the go to the office every day father yet. But if that opportunity comes up, would you switch back?
No, I think when we have we're talking about having a second one now in like a year, and I'll still stay at home for that one too. And then eventually when they go to school, I want to move into teaching, so then I can actually be there with the students and with my kids in the same, hopefully the same school, so that I can kind of keep an eye on them.
Can we bring you back after you have two, and then you can talk about that?
I'm prepared for it now, though, because I babysit a lot of my friends' kids. A lot of my friends, if they want to, you know, go run some errands or go, you know, kind of grocery shopping to get away by themselves or something, they'll drop their kids off with me.
During the day, you mean?
Yeah, during the day. My house is turned into a giant playland. You know,
famous.
We have a whole playroom for my son and a big bounce in the living room, and he's taken over my house. So my friends drop their kids off with me a lot.
Can we have your phone number?
I was going to say, famous last words, though, because two is exponentially harder than one.
Yeah.
It's a 50-cent word.
So Father's Day is tomorrow. Do you get the day off, or do you, what's
what
your
plan? What are you
going
to do? Yeah.
No, we're actually, what are we going to do? We're in the Hebron Carnival Festival. And this weekend for Father's Day, we're going to go up to Baltimore to the Inner Harbor for the weekend. And that's like our fun getaway. I love to go up there with my son, because we take him to the aquarium and the zoo. And we stay in the Inner Harbor so we can walk to everything. It's just such a good time.
Wow, that's great.
That's a great place to go with kids.
Excellent. Well, happy Father's Day to you.
Yeah,
you.
I'm impressed.
I am,
DJ.
Too.
I really am. And, hey, maybe we could just put your phone number on our website, and then people can call you.
No, drop their kids off.
For babysitting. Like, hey, can I give you a call?
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, are you
me.
Off when you take off from here? Are you going to pick your son up now?
Yeah, he's actually at my house with a babysitter. I probably will. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not for sure from there. Maybe take him to the park for a little while,
take
since I haven't
for
seen
ice
him
cream.
All day.
Yeah, go ahead.
So let me just ask real quickly before you go, what would you say to other dads out there, you know, the ones who maybe aren't staying home, or the couples who, might be considering this? Do you have advice or tips for them?
I would say, first of all, I'd probably say take care of your wives, because I've noticed with some of my friends that work, and, you know, because I get to talk to their wives all day long, so I think most of them, you know, they get to vent to me, and... And so they've told me, you know, it's really, they don't realize how exhausted you are. So they come home from work and they still want some food, or they still want you to do this, and they want you to pay attention and take care of them. So they're almost like a second child. So then you're fighting with two people. So it's I still have to chase this baby around, but now I'm kind of taking care of this one. So it's exhausting.
The best thing a husband can do for his children is love their mother.
Yes,
yeah,
and,
I agree.
And give her a break. You know, come home, take the kid, tell her to go read a book in the back room for, you know, 30 minutes, and have that transition period from watching a kid all day to husband and wife. Because that's a big, huge thing, is that transition period. Have a 30-minute break to yourself before you transition into dinner, family, that kind of concept.
DJ, right. That is great advice. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You rock, dude.
Some people call him America's storyteller.
If you were the fifth or sixth child, you may have been the child of habit. But if there hadn't been wood ticks, you might have been the fifth out of 24, you see.
Some people call him the Mark Twain of our time.
Our marriage is like the Electoral College. He said it works better if you don't think about it.
Just don't call him on Saturday night because he's throwing a party. Join us, won't you?
Saturday nights at 6 on Delmarva Public Radio.
You're listening to the Father's Day special of Because I Said So, and we can't really talk about fatherhood because we aren't fathers, so that's why we brought dads in. And our next guest is Steve Green. He's the editor of The Dispatch and writes a column, The Adventures of Fatherhood. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The Adventures of Fatherhood. So after, when you and your wife, you have how many kids? Two boys?
Two kids, yep.
And their ages?
4 and 2.
Oof. That's those are good ages, but they're, you know, close. And yes. do they love each other? They're best friends. Do they fight?
They do it all. They
yeah.
do both. You know, they are they're only 16 months apart, so they are very close in age, obviously, and they're best friends and enemies and all in
mm-hmm.
one. You know,
mm-hmm.
they. We call this age, I call it at least, this is the customer service stage. You know,
oh.
it's everything's about them. Everything's mm-hmm. about providing. And, you know, we have one in diapers, one in not. And even the one that's not is still, you know, needs assistance in every step of the
yeah.
way. So we call that customer service.
I'm sorry, when
house.
Exactly does it stop being
yeah.
a customer
yeah,
service
know,
stage?
I do not know the answer
because
to that.
He's not there yet.
That's actually called parenting stage.
Gotcha.
Customer service.
Change it to that. Then.
Yeah.
Well, I read your last column, and it was about how your sons crawl into bed with you.
Yes. So just the one.
Just the one.
The
so,
younger
but
one?
That's something that
older.
You're dealing with.
The older one. The younger
right
one's
now.
Still in the crib.
Yes, the other one. Yeah, we're keeping him in there until he, you know, climbs out. But yeah, the 4-year-old is a big fan of that. He didn't come in last night, I'm happy to say. And so that was great. But there's no sleep like sleeping with your child. You know, it's kicks and elbows and, you know, random
snoring.
Yeah. And random talking. No idea what that is.
But. Well, yeah, they end up laying, you know, either parallel or it, the opposite way of the way you're supposed to lay in the bed. And you're like, you're the little one and I'm the adult and I have no room.
Somehow they always manage to get more room.
Yeah, they
yeah,
do.
My daughter
yeah.
used to like to, like, she'd roll over and her arm would just fly. And so you get, like, a hand in your face
yeah.
at 20 miles an hour. It's a great way to wake up. It's fantastic.
So what are you doing with your wife to try and get him to not want to crawl into your bed?
Well, it's like we were saying, you know, 3:30 in the morning is the path of least resistance, is just to go ahead and let him come in with you. But, you know, if it's early on in the night, I'll get up. He always comes to my side, which is interesting.
Oh,
you know.
She's trained him well.
Yeah.
Wait, does
yeah.
that mean he's got to come around the bed, or are you the closest one?
I'm the farthest one on
oh,
my
side.
Oh, so
he knows, ooh, he knows wow. the entryway.
He knows the entryway, yeah. Well, she'll just not wake up. She'll just kind of it's
or
her
she
game.
Pretends
yeah.
she's not waking up.
Yes,
right.
exactly.
Yeah.
So he comes and his eyes close and arms up, and you know it's pretty hard to resist. But if I'm adamant about not having him in, I'll walk him back to his room, and then usually that turns into a fight or you know some sort of an argument on how you know he wants to come in and I'm just so tired, I need to sleep with you tonight.
And then you offer to get in his bed with him, right?
Right, yes. And then I fall asleep in his bed and that doesn't work out really either.
No.
Or by his bed, you know, with
yeah,
an arm
on
his chest.
Yes.
Or, yeah, and that doesn't work either.
I know.
So when you write about this in the Dispatch, do you hear a lot of feedback about it in the community? And do people come up to you and say, oh, Steve, we know what you're going through? Or
yes, we get a little bit of both. You know, I have
yeah.
got... I mean, it's obviously a column that appeals to mostly women, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are men that it appeals to as well, but most men are not, you know, quite honestly, as actively involved as I am or DJ, you know, is obviously.
In parenting, yeah.
Yeah, in parenting and, you know, very actively involved in every aspect, and I think that's important. And
now why is that? Is that because, I mean, obviously... I mean, did you have a strong role model in that, or is it just something that you feel strongly about?
Well, I feel strongly in it because I didn't really have that in my early years. You know, when I was my kid's age, I didn't, my dad wasn't actively in my life, you know, so that's, you know, I was obviously going to do everything I can to buck that trend.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and plus it's, I mean, it doesn't get any better than being a parent, I think. You know, I mean, obviously there are trials and tribulations, and
yes.
it's a constant roller coaster of ups and downs, emotions, but, you know, there's nothing like parenting. I think it's fantastic.
And I do worry because I think dads are missing out, and not only are they missing out, but they don't even realize what they're missing.
That's so true. There are, I mean, most of my friends in my circle were all in, swimming in the same lake. You know, we're all actively involved. But there are many out there that I wonder, you know, businessmen that I do business with that...
But I think it's generational, too. I think, you know, younger dads may be more involved than, you know, our dads were. I mean, my dad...
That's true.
You know, worked all the time and was not involved. He never, you know, I don't believe he ever changed diapers and things like that. I think dads today are a little bit different. You know, I do think they're a little bit, coming a little bit further along. I don't know.
What is your favorite thing to do with your boys?
Oh, gosh. I mean, we have a pool, so we're in the pool, you know, every weekend. The beach, you know, obviously. I would hope that on Father's Day we're going to drive on acetate and just spend, you know, morning till, you know, night. We've got it worked out now that my youngest takes a nap in our truck, you know, with, of course, we're right there.
Yeah.
Air conditioning on, video on. So it gets him to be,
you While know, you're at the beach.
Yeah.
You but have that's the air conditioning on.
Yeah.
In the car.
And the video.
Or windows down or whatever it would be.
Okay. However, but because you can drive your truck out there.
Right. I don't mean he's in the parking lot.
No.
I figured he was right next to me.
In the hot car.
Yeah.
Roasting.
Yes, don't do that at home, please.
No.
No.
So that's a great way to spend a day. You know, take surfboards and just go out and...
So is there a gift you want for Father's Day? Help us out here. What do fathers want for Father's Day?
To sleep in.
Yeah. To sleep in.
Yeah. I do the mornings around my house.
That's easy.
Yeah. So my wife works early in the morning on 3 days a week. So it's just become that I just do the mornings. And my kids are up by 6 every morning.
Yeah.
Well, that gets better because my son actually turned 16 this week. And he sleeps till about noon.
Wow.
Yeah. So that does get better. I can testify on
in
that.
In about
one.
12 or 14 I'll tell years, you what, gotcha. It'll get better.
Yeah. I'll tell you what Dad doesn't want.
What?
Dad does not want power tools.
Oh, that's Chris.
No, every commercial is always like, oh, get Dad a screwdriver.
That's because they're trying to sell them, Chris.
Well, no. Here's the deal. Buying Dad a screwdriver for Father's Day is like buying Mom a vacuum cleaner for her
birthday. I agree. So, Chris, what do you want?
No.
Same thing that they
all. I don't know. I would really like a new vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I mean?
One of those Dysons? I could totally
get
into that. Yeah.
Well.
Kim's like, me too.
I want the same thing. A day off, maybe. Just, I don't want it to be a forced thing.
Yeah.
If it's a Hallmark holiday, it's nothing. I don't want that.
How about clothes? Yeah. Is that bad, too?
Clothes?
No.
My husband would want clothes. I can see that. Yeah.
For Father's Day?
For Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
What? Or not power tools.
My husband wants to play golf without guilt. I know that's what he wants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not that he ever really feels
I was going to say, doesn't
guilt,
he do that every Sunday?
But at least on Father's Day, he's doing it and no one can say anything, you know?
Yeah. A good buddy of mine had a funny Father's Day story. He got a fishing trip from his parents, I believe, for Father's Day. So he took his two twin boys who are 6 years old. Well, you have to get up at 5 a.m. to go out and everything. Well, the one boy was violently sick the whole time.
Oh.
And he didn't want to turn around. But the other boy didn't have any interest in fishing. All he wanted to do was swim with the fishes. So so they ended up having to tie the boy who wanted to swim with the fishes with a mooring line in the center of the boat so he could only get so far.
Yeah.
So the pictures by the end of it were, you know, the one kid just basically passed out, you know, from dehydration. And the other kid tied up and upset. And they had a lot of fish and a lot of beer.
Happy Father's Day.
So that was a great Father's Day.
Sometimes when your expectations are high, you know, that's the thing. You shouldn't set them high because you just never know what's going to happen.
You just get disappointed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you want, Chris? You just want to... sleep into?
Yeah, just a day off. That's it. Nothing's fancy.
But when you say a day off, you mean a day off without
the kid? Do you want to spend it with your son or no?
Well, you remember like in the Mother's Day when we were talking about that?
You don't have to feel guilty about it. It's okay.
Maybe just a couple hours to go do something that I wanted to go do by
myself.
Right.
I'm with you.
That's totally
right
fine.
There.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Jackie went shopping.
No, yeah,
I went shopping on Mother's Day.
Exactly. Not shopping, but you know, I don't want to.
It's okay.
I need shoes.
Chris, it's okay. You can share with us.
It's really okay.
You know what we do? We have a tradition now that my husband every year wants to go to. There's always a big art festival in Ocean City. And so on Sunday, on Father's Day, we go to the art festival and walk around in Northside Park all day, and then we go eat. That's cool. What you know, he wants to do for Father's Day.
I heard there's something cool going on. The Roller Derby Girls are having an event, I think, this Sunday. And I was half thinking, I'm like, I should get tickets.
Father's Day like Roller Girls, I tell you.
But think about it. My 5-year-old son, my 8-year-old son, and my husband watching girls, you know, just wreck each other, rolling on roller skate. Like, wouldn't that be kind of fun?
Yes. Okay. That would be awesome.
I thought so. Okay. Good idea, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And
thank
definitely, folks out there, check out The Adventures of Fatherhood in The Dispatch, written by editor Steve Green.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Please join us each week for Says You, played in front of a live, dedicated audience. Who came from the furthest to be here?
Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland. Anybody?
California.
India?
What?
India?
Excellent.
Well, it's the beginning. We've started outsourcing our audience.
Says You airs right here. Here's when.
Sunday evening at 8 on NPR News Talk 90.7 FM.
We can't end the show, since it is our Father's Day show, without really talking to the dad.
Hi.
And that's Chris. Because you are a father, and I know sometimes we don't let you get a word in edgewise, but we kind of just need to dedicate some of this time to you, Chris.
Oh, thanks.
And you said you have a story to share.
Well, it's kind of a story slash opinion kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Mother's Day, and I'm at the Hallmark store, and I'm trying to find a card for my wife, uh-huh. And I've noticed that there's two choices. You've got the really syrupy card that's, you know, I'm so glad you've been my spouse for so long, which is fine.
My soulmate, my
yeah.
partner.
Which, you know, it's like, or if you...
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I totally know.
I'm with you, too. Yep.
Or if you want to get a funny card, every single funny card is always the same theme. It's always, thanks for putting up with all my stupidity. You know, basically, that's what every Mother's Day card is from a dad. It's like, well, you know, and I kind of don't like that. I don't like being... given the only choice of, I don't know, there's something, it's this general, you know, men are idiots and dads are dumb and they don't know what they're doing kind of cards. And it kind of bothers me.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
I gotcha.
I wish
maybe we should start our own line of cards.
I was going to say, so what would your alternative be? What do you want? What do you want a card to say?
You could
say,
always just
Chris?
Buy those blank cards.
Well, I ended up getting the syrupy card because that's more what I would think than the goofy cards anyway.
Did she roll her eyes when she opened it?
Yeah, of course. No.
Really, the best card to get on Father's Day is the one that your son scribbled with crayon.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking forward to on Father's Day. Like when I said I want time off, like that's not really what I want. What I want is, you know, the world's best dad mug or something like that when he's 5 or 6. Yeah, you know, the things that the kids make. That's going to be a heck of a lot more.
You mean a lot more.
Now, you know, when my son is 5 or 6, if he picks out a tie and that's the thing he really wants to give me, okay, that's great.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that, you know. But
yeah.
I have a hard time finding something for my dad for Father's Day just because, you know, if he wants something,
he buys
goes
it.
And gets
me
it.
Me too, Kim.
But my husband gives me a list. Like, I think I've had a list since January.
Seriously.
Of items. And you know, I'm actually very thankful for that because it does take the guesswork out of it. I know exactly what he wants.
That's hysterical. What kinds of things are on his
list? What's on the list?
There is a CD that he wants, and then there's, you know, something. Oh, now I've forgotten. It'll come to me
later.
But
it does take the surprise out of it, though. Don't you want to be able to maybe, like, you know,
no. I usually try to do something.
If I had a list too, I would be thrilled.
Well, because then you know you're getting what you want and you're giving what they want. And you know,
I like that he gives a list.
Mm-hmm.
And I might throw a surprise in.
Surprises are fun too, though. Yeah, I agree. I don't, you know, when it came to my birthday this year, I have a ring on that I got for my birthday and the bracelet and the shoes actually today as we're recording. And I loved every single one of them. So there were good decisions that were made there. Sometimes not so good decisions, but yeah, I think surprises are fun too, though. And things that mean.
Speaking of which,
speaking of phones,
that was my stomach. I'm kind of hungry. But no, and you know, Chris, like you said, whatever you want to do on Father's Day, don't feel guilty about wanting a break, because sometimes I think moms do that on Mother's Day. Like, I should really spend it with my kids, but really I just want a day away.
The martyr complex. Yeah.
I think that you should be fine with that.
Yeah, no, I will say that I was sort of a stay-at-home dad for a couple months. Mm-hmm. The first 6 or 7 months of my son's life, I was working here at the radio station from home. So I would do my work at home and then run in the evenings and tape whatever I needed to tape or do whatever I needed to do.
And how was that?
It was stressful, mm-hmm. but it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And if I ever have another one, I'd love to do it again. I want to be a stay-at-home dad. I think it'd be great if I could. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't mind doing all the changing the diapers and doing all this and doing all the other housework that I can get done that I'm competent to do, you know.
That you're competent to do.
Well, you know what I mean.
See, you're feeding right into the card.
Is there a skill test here that we have to do?
It's called a toilet brush and some suds.
Pretty sure.
No, I did all that. I did all the toilets and the dishwashing and the whatnot.
And you probably still do that,
right?
Well,
of course I do.
And that's the thing.
You
know, people,
it's not like a... I'm so great because I do the dishes.
No, but that's something that I've dealt with some friends. Like, you know, if Steven has both the boys over the weekend because I went away or something, like, oh, he can handle that? I'm like,
of course.
Why not?
Yeah.
He's their father. He's not like a babysitter that can only handle, you know, 5 hours at a time. He's their dad. And yes, he can handle it. And if he gets to a moment where he doesn't think he can handle it, he'll figure it out. I mean, it's not brain surgery, you know? So.
Yeah.
The questions of, oh, can he handle them both over the weekend, two nights?
Right. I mean, we don't have any advanced training as parents, either of us.
No. So how much time do we have? Do we have time for one Mother of the Month story?
Yes, we do.
Awesome. Check it.
That would be me. Going back to one of our earlier conversations, so I'm with the kids, and we were out just running some errands the other day, and we walked past a bookstore, and my 8-year-old is a voracious reader, and now that school is out, he's reading everything he can get his hands on, and so he wants to go in and get a book. Please, can I go in and get a book? And I said, no, we don't have a lot of time right now. I said, but what do you want to read? Well, you know, we can run to the library later and get a book. And he goes, I really want to read 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, snap.
And your reaction was...
Oh, my goodness.
Ben, how do you know about 50 Shades of Grey? And he said, well, Dad got it for his birthday. And I'm like, well, yes, Dad got it for his birthday, and that was another whole show. But it's everywhere. I mean, you can't, you know, we're at the pool. Every single person is reading it. And so I had to explain to him. And he goes, what's it about anyways?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. So now all I can think
there's no sports in it.
Right. is he going to remember this when he's 16 and find a copy of it laying around somewhere?
No.
Well, maybe.
Make sure you hide your copy now.
Well, and, you know, because of the peer pressure here, ladies, I finally did read it and finish it. And, you know.
I'm still waiting for the good stuff.
Impressed.
I'm only like page 12.
I'm not impressed. So,
you read books
and
two and three?
Just to be clear, Jackie's kind of a stickler for grammar. So I think she wasn't impressed with the grammar. So,
but you will read books two and three?
Maybe, if I can't find anything better
else to read.
It's not about the grammar,
it's not at the
Jackie.
Top of my list right now.
It is not. I don't think it's getting nominated for any literary awards.
No, it's
that,
not.
For that reason. But might for sales. But
it is. It's amazing. You walk down the beach and every single person...
has it.
Is reading one of those three.
Yeah. Have you read it yet, Jenny?
I said I got to page 12. I'm waiting for some good stuff.
Okay. Apparently we heard it's 119 or something.
My neighbor, she told me the good stuff comes at 113.
But it is for adults only, so just so.
Not for children.
Not
for 8-year-olds.
But we do want to say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Happy Father's Day.
To all of our husbands.
and to our fathers.
Happy Father's Day, Chris.
Happy Father's Day, Chris. Happy Father's Day to all our listeners out there. Let's be good to our dads.
You've been listening to Because I Said So, a production of Delmarva Public Radio. For more information, including podcasts of this episode, visit us online at becauseisaidsoradio.com. Thanks to Anita Renfro for allowing us to use her song Momisms as our theme song. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Look for the lady with the red hot lips.
I said so. I'm the mom. The mom. The mom. The mom. The mom.